today's topic of discussion is masculine and feminine. Naturally, most of us identify those two words with either gender. So when you hear masculine, you tend to identify that with a man. When you hear feminine, you tend to identify that with a woman. Before I delve deeper into the topic, I have two dictionary definitions. The first is masculinity, the characteristics that are traditionally thought to be typical of or suitable for men. The second definition, femininity, qualities or attributes regarded as characteristics of women. So, how is that reflected in today's society, and specifically for this podcast? I like to touch on the man and woman relationship romantically, be it a boyfriend and a girlfriend, fiance, or husband and wife. I believe that masculine and feminine are just energies, more so than characteristics. I believe that they're energies because we all possess a little bit of both. As a man, I am mostly testosterone. However, I do possess a certain amount of estrogen for equilibrium. Same thing goes for most women. Most women are going to be mostly compiled of estrogen, but will have small amounts of testosterone for equilibrium. Therefore, we all possess the traits of the masculine and the feminine. I am of the belief that a lot of relationships go haywire when the energies are flip-flopped. Of course, I understand and I know the whole theory and philosophy of opposites attract. So one would think, well, if this female is slightly more masculine than feminine, and she's with this male who's slightly more feminine than masculine, then they should still be perfect for each other. And I believe that to be incorrect. And my belief is based on basic biology, where in a man-woman relationship, the man should be the masculine energy, and the female should be the feminine energy. Now, there are some exceptions, and I believe that these exceptions hold true outside of the house dynamic. I believe in the workplace, women, most workplaces should be gender neutral, where women, which I believe, from what I see in a lot of different places and fields, women are starting to possess more positions of power. And I don't have a problem with that whatsoever. But what I also see happening is with this transformation in the workplace, they're starting to become a transformation in the home dwelling. I don't believe that all women that possess a powerful position at a job are feminists. What I do believe is, in order to be accepted in their position that they worked hard to attain, they have to dig deeper into their masculine when they're on the workforce or at the work site, so that they can get and command the respect that they deserve at the workplace. Once again, I don't have a problem with that. I feel where the discrepancy comes in is when some of these females have a hard time flipping the off switch when she gets home to her husband. Sometimes I feel that they come home with the same demeanor, the same tone, and it's as if the husband is on the same level of the employees that work under the wife. Now, believe we live in a society in this new age where marriage has become a little bit more feminine. And when I say that, I mean it's a lot more emotion driven and a little less cerebral or logic being put in. And we live by this code, the quote unquote happy wife, happy life. So this will eventually lead to the husband becoming a stepping stool or a doormat to his wife. And when this behavior is allowed to go on for years upon years, that husband starts to lose a bit of his identity, hence his masculinity. And therefore, the less masculine he becomes, the more masculine the wife has to become, because he's no longer fulfilling the role that he signed up for when he got into this marriage. Now, here comes the dual resentment. The female starts to get frustrated because she feels like she has to be the man in the relationship. The man is frustrated because he feels like his manhood has been stripped from him. And I truly believe, outside of the obvious finance and infidelity, I truly believe the flip-flop of the energies in the household are among the top reasons why some marriages don't survive. I want to touch on a topic that's near and dear to myself, but I'm going to save that for another episode. But that topic is going to be the relationship between the African American male and his counterpart, the African American female. Because this right here is more of a preface, but that's a lot deeper. It's a lot deeper in many ways, especially psychologically. And it's a topic that is close to home for me. Come May 30th, it'll be my 6th year in my marriage union to my wife, and we are currently living in separate dwellings. And personally, I believe that the flip-flop of these energies are the backbone of the dismantlement. But, you know, I'm still holding on to the faith that we both can write that ship and get the energies back in sync. But it's gonna take a lot of work on both parties, especially myself, because as the man, it's only right that I take the responsibility and accountability for this fall. Also, it's of my doing and my suggestion of the separation. So therefore, once again, I have to take accountability for where I'm at right now. But every day I'm working on rebuilding my masculine frame so that in the best case scenario, things do come back together. Not only will I be the man that she's been longing for and desired, but I'll be the man that I've been longing for and desire to be. I got complacent, got lazy, and I really fell into the deep black hole of the happy wife, happy life, and I lost my masculinity. But either way, I'm gonna build it back in. whether it's for the best or not, it'll definitely be for my best. So that concludes this episode. I hope that one person at least got something from it. When I was putting together this episode, I was a little hesitant because I was like, you know, there probably will be some members of the audience that might be offended, but that's life. I mean, you can't please everybody. Everybody won't love you, but first step in being a man, a masculine man, is owning your truth. And that's what this journey is about. This journey is about me coming into my own and owning my truth. So, for those of you who are coming along for the ride, I welcome you on board. Let's keep moving forward. If you're part of the Anchor family, you know, feel free, give me a call in, give me your feedback, suggestions, critiques, all welcome. If you're listening to me on another platform, feel free, shoot me an email. That email is peterjfisherexperience@gmail.com. Have a wonderful morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are, whenever you're listening.